Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for dropping in, streaming, or downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. We appreciate it each and every time that you tune into the show. Today, we are getting ready for some awesome Disney talk. But first, how about a word from our sponsors? And that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. Here in 2018, when you plan that next vacation, whether it's to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, sailing with the Disney Cruise Line, even Universal, drop by themagicforless.com. While you're there, check out all the great specials. Check out all the reviews the guests from the Magic for Less have left. They love their agents. The Magic for Less is a platinum earmarked agency because their agents are truly the best. They care for their guests. They want to make sure that they have a great experience at their Disney destination each and every time. And just as important, they want to save them the most amount of money so that you get down to your Disney destination again even sooner. So drop by themagicforless.com today. While you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. We'd sure appreciate that. And an agent will get back to you right away. Check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Today's show also brought to you by our Amazon affiliate link over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Don't wait till the last minute to get that gift for the person in your life for Valentine's Day. You know, I know flowers and chocolates are all great things, but think about it. Get them something that'll last throughout the year, something they would love. There's so much on Amazon. You can really help the show and keep yourself out of the doghouse at the same time. So when you do that online shopping, whether it's for Valentine's Day or any other time this year, please use our Amazon affiliate link over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1281 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents or senior citizen agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. I hope that you're having a great kickoff to your weekend because here's how you can do this. Over the last, it's almost been 10 years. When you hear the Be Our Guest Podcast Friday episode, whether you're Andrew and you listen to it at 8:02 and 17 seconds on the East Coast, or you listen to it on a Friday morning, it's the official kickoff to the weekend. So once you hear this show, that you know our tone's on a Friday, you're there, man. You've got it made. It's the weekend. So kick back and enjoy it. We're going to talk some Disney here for about the next 35, 40 minutes and have a great time. So thanks a lot for joining us and getting ready to talk Disney. We're getting ready to talk bad weather and what to do down at Walt Disney World. But joining me, because we've had to do this many, many times ourselves together down at Walt Disney World, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less. And she assures me because I said, oh, man, this is that boring weekend with no football. No holidays. It's the end of January. This weekend's brutal. Nope. Ricky says this is a great weekend. So, Ricky, what's going on? What are you doing?
So, this weekend, I am officially cashing in on my birthday present that Brian got me. And we are headed to New York to see Wicked on
Shut
Broadway.
Up.
And
are
I'm
you really?
So excited. Yes.
Heads up. Ricky's
I'm
in
super
New York.
Stoked. Yes. Really? So watch out. Watch out, everybody in New York. I will be there soon. I'm super excited about it. And I've never been to New York. So I have a nice time planned. Planning on doing like the Statue of Liberty and doing the NBC tour and Times Square. And of course, you guys know I'm going to go to the Disney store in Times Square, right? Like, duh. So
I love that Disney store.
Yes.
Two stories.
We're excited about it. So I'm sure Brian will not be so excited about it when he sees the credit card bill from me spending all of our money.
So, Ricky, I have a task for you because the last time I was there, they did not have an ornament that was specific to that Disney store location. And they typically do. I have one that is a Statue of Liberty that is mini. If they have one, you have to get it for me.
Okay. Is it the same, like, what if it's the same one? Or do they have a different one every year?
They don't have a different one every year, but they didn't have anything at all when we were there. So I don't think it's the same anymore.
So. All right. So a FaceTime call with Pam this weekend.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, so let me ask Pam. So we also have Pam Forrester Kohner, the Magic for Less Travel, joining us as always here on a Friday. So Pam, what is something Like, I've never been to New York, and if Ricky's going for her first time, I know you've been a few times. Like you know, we saw stuff on Letterman, like the naked cowboy and something like that. Like, what's something crazy that Ricky needs to get a picture of? Or, like, something, not the Statue of Liberty, or, you know, not the real, you know, popular touristy stuff. What's something that can get her in trouble? Or, you know, something dumb that she has to see. Like some crazy, like, dangerous deli or something. I mean, what is there anything, like, she needs to do that's off the radar?
I think just go to Times Square in the evening, and you will come upon some things that could get you in trouble or otherwise get you or Brian in trouble. We did see the naked cowboy the last time we were there.
Okay.
He was all there.
Right. Yeah, I will definitely be in Times Square, so a lot. So fantastic. I'll be on the lookout.
Brian would totally jump in. I could totally see Brian jumping in with the naked cowboy and, like, doing a duet. That's just Brian's style. I could totally see it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So I'll be on the lookout too for the sketchy Mickey and Minnie. You know, I'm sure that they'll be out there, or, you know, the sketchy, you know, whatever. So I'm sure I'll find one of those.
So look out.
Yeah. Oh, there are always sketchy Disney characters around Times Square. So yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna look out. I don't think I'll have to look out very far. So,
wasn't there that animal that escaped from the Bronx Zoo? Maybe he's still floating around somewhere. The pizza rat, you know, it's a famous stuff.
Oh,
like that.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
I'll look for the pizza rat too.
That's sweet. That's all the stuff, you know, when you're from St. Louis, that's how you picture New York, people. I know we have a lot of East Coast listeners that go there all the time, and you live there. When you're from the Midwest, New York's a scary place. It's like, it's crazy, and you'll see lots of tall buildings, more than you've ever probably seen in your life, I would imagine.
Definitely.
All right.
I'm excited.
Atlanta's got a bunch of them too. So anyway, let's get to today's topic. Send lots of pictures. I can't wait to see those.
That's, I will. Guys, if you want to see all the fun, make sure you're following along. I know it's not Disney necessarily totally, but make sure you're following along with my Instagram and, you know, Twitter and stuff, because I'm sure I will have a lot to share.
And you need one of those I Heart NY shirts. You got to get one of those, right?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, you know, Brian has that I Heart the Bahamas shirt that I got mad at him for buying while we're,
that's right.
While we're there, right?
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes. That shirt. I love that shirt. Anyway, okay,
Brian,
so.
Brian disappeared for a little bit when he rolled back.
Yeah.
He had a shirt that Ricky didn't like.
Yeah, he said, I just liked it. I like the shirt.
No, he didn't. He just wanted a shirt so that he didn't get sunburnt, because he wanted to wear shirts every time and didn't bring one with him.
Yeah, and so. He's looking long term. He doesn't want to get skin cancer. Anyway, so let's talk about today's topic. We were down for Marathon Weekend, and it was pretty cold there, you know, while we were there. But the thing is, when you're at Walt Disney World, you still want to continue to have fun, but sometimes you have to modify your plans to fit the weather. Sometimes it's rainy. Sometimes it's just cold. You know, sometimes you have extended rainy periods with, like, hurricane season, stuff like that. So Pam came up with this idea. So we're going to talk about this today, how to save your trip, you know, not really miss out on time, but to modify and just make the best of a situation where the weather's not ideal. So Pam, what were you thinking when you came up with this topic?
Well, so we had just been there in January, and it was another really kind of cold day, and there were, you know, some of those days were not just cold, they were cold and rainy. And it just wasn't, you know, while I can take warm and rainy or hot and rainy, cold and rainy is not often the best, you know, conditions for touring the parks. And I was trying to think of what would I tell guests who were going to be here at that time, you know, that they should do, because there's still so much to do in Walt Disney World, even if there are conditions where you don't want to venture outside. So I thought we could give some of our great tips on helping people enjoy those days that might be not be ideal weather-wise.
All right, sounds great. Let me just throw in one thing that I know that we all did that I would have not thought about otherwise. We were staying at the beach club, and the beach club has a place called the Solarium, which, I mean, you would have thought it was like the best place ever for Emily and Mallory, because while we were down there, we, you know, hung out in this big kind of common space where they had PlayStations and Nintendo Wii, hula hoops. They actually even had little activities like making these ceramic figures, coffee mugs. One day they made t-shirts, you know, or painted them or something. You know, there was a lot. It was very much the DVC resorts tend to have these, like, over at Old Key West at the community center, where It's a common meeting place where it's an activity center, kind of like you would find at camp. You know, like we had camps here in Florissant, and that's kind of activities you do, like bead make, you know, like making necklaces out of beads and stuff like that. And I think a lot of people don't know that those places exist. And we rode out 2 or 3 hours there. We get a snack and, you know, maybe have, some sodas and just hang out and watch TV, and the kids played. And, you know, Pam, that was a nice place to ride out some cold weather. We like that.
It really was. And it was I think for many of us, we are at Disney often. So what we got to do is hang out and spend some time together there. And that's not something we do get to do, actually. What's funny is we get to spend less time together in person than we spend at Disney World, really. So it gave us the opportunity to do that. So loved that as well. It's a great option for guests who are staying and then in one of those resorts that has that amenity.
Yeah, and I even like the DVC one over Beach Club too. The we had a pool table and stuff like that, and we were staying with some people that were DVC, so we went as guests of them, and got to spend a couple hours over there just watching football and playing pool. And the older girls were playing some other game I don't even know, but we're not going to talk about that game today because there is footage somewhere on Twitter or somewhere, I don't know. But moving on, before we hear about the chug story of the kids. And it was apple juice or something. It was something silly. So, Pam, what else can we do to save a cold or wet day down at Walt Disney World?
So another thing that you can do is go ahead and head over to Disney Springs, and there's going to be lots of options there. But where I'm heading specifically is Splitsville, because not only can you get a good meal over there, Splitsville has some great food, but you can also then go ahead and spend some time bowling. And I think that that's a really cool option. I mean, I think that many towns have seen, kind of the little bowling places that used to be in their town sort of disappear over the years. And I think that bowling's sort of a novelty again. I know our current, where we live right now, doesn't have a bowling alley. And it's kind of fun for us to have the opportunity to go bowling, because we can just go ahead and head over to Splitsville, get some meal, get something, that we like to, or get something that we like to snack on, and then go ahead and bowl. And we always have a great time doing that.
Yeah, I totally agree. Bowling is, it's fading. You know, Ricky, I mean, like every time I drive down Florissant Road, I cross my fingers that Crest Bowl is still in business, because I know it's going to go away soon. It's just, it probably will. You know, Dick Weber's gone, so.
Yes, yeah, she's right.
It's so scary when I go to Fritz's. I'm like, please don't let Crest be out of business, because the skating rinks are all gone. Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. I wish Disney would open a roller skating rink. How about that? That'd be kind of fun.
I could go
down there and DJ like in the old days. Spin some, Tone Loke or something like that. I don't know. Whatever. Some Young MC, all that good stuff. Some NSYNC. Anyway, Ricky,
yes.
What
okay,
else?
Okay, now you got me.
There you go.
Now
see, an NSYNC roller rink. There you go. That's it. Yes. All right, Ricky, what else can we do?
Well, kind of going back, how Pam had discussed, Splitsville. And I know this isn't maybe the thing that people are maybe looking forward to doing on their vacation necessarily, but if it's just a cold and rainy day, or just gonna be a washout day or whatever, my suggestion is to actually go to the AMC theater that's there at Disney Springs too. They've got the Fork and Dine. So if you want to enjoy a meal, you can do that while you're watching a movie, which is always kind of fun. But then they also have the regular theater too, so you don't have to necessarily do the Fork and Dine, but I went to the theater. I've been there one time, and it's just kind of a unique experience to do it. And it's even more unique, I think, when you see a Disney movie, which is what we saw. Because you're there in the Disney bubble and you're seeing a Disney movie, so that makes it even better. But, if it's just going to be just a terrible day, and, just completely rain out or completely freezing or whatever, sometimes you just have to call an audible and be like, I can't do it. Let's still have the family time. Let's go see a movie. And the Disney Springs Theater, I think, is a great place to go do that.
You know, I saw Lilo and Stitch the day it came out there. That was a long time ago now, too. That was like early 2000s, I think. Yeah. That would have been early 2000s. Yeah, but I think Paige and Hannah did that on this past trip. They went over there because it was just kind of like, what are we going to do? And they enjoyed that, you know, pair that up with a trip to Disney Quest and, you know, oh, wait. Just can't do that. But anyway, you know, I think that's a good thing to do. Another hack I want to throw in for if it's raining, because we got, this is something we did this past summer when we were down, because some resorts, let's just say, it, like if it's pouring, you know, and it's like one of those rains, it's not like a 20-minute rain, like it's just raining and raining and raining, but you don't want to be stuck in your room all night. You want to go do something. You're on vacation. You know, you don't want to like waste a day or a night. So we were in the very back of Old Key West and we wanted to go do something. We wanted to go eat dinner at one of the resorts, but like we're thinking, oh man, by the time we get to our bus stop, which I mean, it wasn't too far away, but when it's pouring, it only takes like 30 seconds to be just drowned like a fish. So we're like, oh, well, we want to go to the Polynesian and eat at Kona or Captain Cook's or whatever it was. But we just don't want to be soaked for the rest of the night. So here was a hack. Use Uber, especially at those resorts where they're really spread out. Since we were in a villa, they came directly to our villa and picked us up. No kidding. We were like right in the car, right outside of our door. They dropped us off in the overhang at the Polynesian. We never got wet. So think about, you know, I know you want to use Disney transportation, but if the weather is terrible, call an Audible, use Uber or something like that, because sometimes they can get you closer than maybe the Disney transportation can. So that's something we did. Also, I would say consider Epcot on a rainy day. And here's the reason why. This gives you an opportunity to really explore the pavilions back in World Showcase once you get back there. You know, of course, it's going to get wet getting there. But even like if you want to, you could stay in the land. Ricky, I think you mentioned the other day that you stayed in the land for like, didn't you stay in the land for like 4 or 5 hours? I mean, really, you can get in depth with those pavilions and not be, I know we hop back and forth a lot, but you don't have to.
Yeah, no, we granted, you know, the land now, the Circle of Life is closing. But I mean, we literally did. We spent hours in that pavilion. First we went to do Living with the Land, and then we were hungry. So we ate in Sunshine Seasons and had a good meal. By the way, if you guys haven't had the Whoopie Pie that's at Sunshine Seasons, it was my first time trying the red velvety Whoopie Pie thing. Oh my goodness, that was amazing. Like, I can't wait to go get it again, by the way. Then we went and rode Soarin', and then we did Circle of Life, and then, like, if we could just, like, we stayed in that pavilion for so much time. And so, yeah, you can do that with a lot of the pavilions at Epcot. So in Future World, you know, you can do that with after you get off Spaceship Earth, you can do some of the games that they have there, or, you know, with Mission Space, you can do, you know, the training labs stuff that they've got, or in Test Track, they've got, you know, all the car stuff that you can, you know, play with and test. And even you can learn about buying a car there too. So, you know, that's always something too. And of course, the Seas, you know, I think that is one of the better pavilions too, because I could spend hours just looking at the fish. I mean, it's just, it's so peaceful and serene in there. You know, there's so many fish that you have to see. You've got the dolphins in there, the sharks, you've got the manatees, which are fun to watch. I've seen feeding time with the manatees, which is really kind of interesting. Every once in a while, you get to see the guy, the scuba diver in the tube in the middle of the pavilion, which is great. And of course, you've got Turtle Talk with Crush too. So that's another great pavilion that I think you can spend a good long time in. And I think that, you know, kind of as time has gone on, we maybe have seen a little bit less of the ability to spend as much time in the pavilions. But I think that, because, like, you know, the land seems to be so unique to me in that regard. Yeah, I think that you can definitely spend some good quality times, you know, actually really exploring both World Showcase and the Epcot Future World pavilions.
Yeah, I think when you do that, you're living out like the 1980s Epcot dream, you know, because I think they wanted you to just dive in depth into each pavilion, spend hours there, see everything there is. But I think in the day of FastPass Plus, a lot of times we're like, all right, let's get in, let's do Soarin', let's get out, let's go over to Test Track, let's do that, let's go to Frozen Everywhere.
Right.
You know, and I mean, as much as it is, you know, we skip a lot of things. Like, a lot of times I want to ride Living with the Land. It's one of my favorite rides anywhere on property. But I'm, you know, I'm like, oh, we did Soarin', now we got a Test Track Fast Pass, or, you know, we got to get back to do Spaceship Earth, or, you know, whatever it is, that I don't stay in there as long as I should. But I think I think you would not regret spending the time to explore a pavilion all the way, you know, deeper than you normally do. I think you would enjoy it.
Absolutely. 100%.
All righty. So what do you have, Ricky? Give us another way to save a rainy day.
So, you know, just in general, I think that especially at maybe Hollywood Studios or, you know, at the Magic Kingdom, you've got a lot of shows that you can see. And, you know, the shows are covered for the most part. I think that depending on, you know, what the type of weather is, if it's an outdoor thing, you maybe don't want to sit outside at Beauty and the Beast. And it's cold. I don't know if they do that during the rain, because I don't know if that part's covered or not. But, you know, you've got, like, Frozen Ever After that you can see. Of course, you've got the Muppets at Hollywood Studios. Or at Magic Kingdom, you can go into the Enchanted Tiki Room, and you can do Country Bears. And, you know, there's just so many theatrical kind of presentations that you can see at the Disney parks that I think that they... And they're usually a lot longer, too. You've got American Adventure at Epcot, you know, that's going to be a little bit longer. So I think a Festival of the Lion King and Finding Nemo at Disney's Animal Kingdom, I think that those kind of things are really going to be a good way to get out of the elements, whether it's rain or, you know, heat necessarily, or, you know, cold. That's going to be some good things that you can do is to take in the shows.
And again, so many of those things that you just mentioned, like Finding Nemo the musical, Festival of the Lion King, Beauty and the Beast, Country Bears, Enchanted Tiki Room, those are all things that I tend to miss. I mean, almost every one of those things is like something like, oh man, I wish I would have done that. And I just totally, it didn't cross my radar. So while you're not, you know, maybe seeing like going on Big Thunder because it's freezing and cold, or Splash Mountain, a lot of times, you know, you have those experiences like, man, I haven't done Country Bears in years and I loved it. Like everybody was cheering. Like it was cold while we were down there. We went in and it was a full house. It was fun.
Yeah. Exactly. It is. It's always fun. So.
All right, Pam, what else are we going to do here on a cold or, you know, wet day?
I think that one of the best things to do is to go ahead over to and the monorail resorts in particular and do a little resort tour. If you're staying on Walt Disney World property, of course, you can take transportation to the Magic Kingdom and then the monorail over to one of the monorail resorts to start your tour. But it's just fun to like plan on checking out that resort, maybe grabbing a bite or a drink at one of the restaurants that are available, doing a little shopping, and then heading on to the next resort. And we have mentioned this a few times, that one of the best ways to do this is to go ahead and head over to the Magic Kingdom, take the monorail over to one of the resorts, start there. You know, I think it's a good idea to kind of start your tour so that you end up last at the Contemporary, because from the Contemporary, you can take a boat then over to the Wilderness Lodge. And from the Wilderness Lodge, you can take a boat over to Fort Wilderness. And then you can take a boat from Fort Wilderness back over to the Magic Kingdom and head back to the resort that you're staying at. But you're doing all that by basically staying either on a monorail or boat of some sort, or being inside, and you get a little taste of all these different resorts. You know, I think that's one of the very cool things about staying at a Walt Disney World resort, is that they're so unique. They have such awesome themes, and you may find the next resort that you want to stay at.
Now, I know both of you guys are both umbrella fans, right? Because I think that down at Walt Disney World, you have people that are either umbrella fans or they're like poncho fans. But
I hate a poncho.
Okay. But I love an umbrella. Yes,
love the umbrella. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. But poncho is like your own little personal sauna.
Correct.
It's horrid.
Yes.
But when it's cold, you know, and you mentioned a great plan, Pam, that you could spend easily 6 hours going through, you know, Polynesian, Grand Floridian, Contemporary, Fort Wilderness, and Wilderness Lodge. But the thing is, you should pack an umbrella, because the thing is, like, while you're waiting for the boat to get, you know, say at Wilderness Lodge, at the boat dock, you know, or Fort Wilderness, there are instances where you are exposed to the elements, but you're not going to be, you know, for the majority of the time, you're inside, it's warm, it's comfortable. But it's a good idea to carry that umbrella and maybe pack it as you're getting ready to head down this time of year, really any time of year, just have it as part of your travel case.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We always take an umbrella. We take one with us. We may not watch the weather reports as often as we should to know when to bring that umbrella into the parks with us, but we always have one packed in our suitcase, and I think it's really important. But whether you do a poncho, an umbrella, or even maybe you have a waterproof like top coat layer that you like, make sure that you do bring it, because it just makes things a little more manageable. And I will say, on that same vein, if you're going to be headed down during times when it will get cold, bring something to cover your ears mm-hmm. and to cover your hands.
Yes.
I can hang out a lot longer if my ears and my hands are warm than if they're not. Once my hands get cold, that's it. I'm done. Like, let's just take me back. I need a shower. Just the whole thing. That for me is miserable. So make sure that you're bringing things, you know, to deal with things like the cold, if it may turn cold during your trip. Pack lots of layers. I know that that's, you know, something that you hear all the time, but it's very true. And now, since they have such great packable down coats and other kind of light material that, you know, are very warm, make sure you pack something like that. Now, in the same vein, make sure that you're bringing all of your summer gear too, should you be headed there in the summer. I mean, bad weather can kind of happen at any time of year. So make sure you're bringing appropriate clothes for the summer, including always a swimsuit, because hello, when it gets to be, you know, in the 90s, you're going to want to come back to your resort and swim.
A couple things too with that, you know, and I'm a tightwad, but, you know, bring at least two pair of sneakers, because when one get wet, you know, one set gets wet, at least you'll have another set to go out that evening. You can switch them out, because I hate having wet shoes. You know, maybe bring three pairs, because it takes them quite a while to dry out. You can put newspaper in them and that kind of wicks out a lot of the moisture, which is kind of an overnight trick. But as you mentioned, with when it's cold and you're trying to keep your hands and your head, you know, warm, because that helps so very much. You're absolutely right there. I'm a cheapwad, but you know what? If you didn't pack the gloves or you didn't pack a hat, buy one. The first time you're cold, buy one. That way you're not like, you're going to end up probably buying one anyway, because you're going to be like, oh man, I'm sick of being cold. I just should have bought a stocking cap, or I should have bought a pair of gloves. You know what? The first time you're cold, suck it up, buy it. You have it for the rest of the trip and you're comfortable for the rest of the trip. You've paid, you know, at least a couple $1,000s probably for your family to go down for a week. What's $50 or $100 for your comfort, you know, to be able to enjoy the week? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to buy the stuff because it's expensive, but if I forget it, buy it sooner rather than later so that you have it. Don't you think, Pam? I mean, I don't want to buy it, but I mean, I don't want to like waste 3 or 4 days being miserable and then buy it on the fourth day, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm with you, Mike. I hate buying something that I know I already have, be it back home or back in my resort room or whatnot. But also, my comfort has a price, and it's actually a fairly low price. In terms of, like, if I need to be comfortable, like, okay, guess what? We're buying this. You know what I mean? When I say it's a low price, it's a low buy-in price. I may end up paying a lot for something, you know, I already have, but if a sweatshirt's going to keep me warmer and I'm going to be able to enjoy the day, then I'm all for doing that.
And it's, you know, it turns into a souvenir too. Like, I bought a stocking cap a few years back, you know, and it was just really the only one I could find over at Mouse Gear. And it was like a blue with kind of a purpley stripe, and it's got a WDW 1971 kind of patch on it. I mean, really, I just wanted to keep my head warm. But the thing is, like, I've worn it for 3 years, so I didn't necessarily initially see me getting my money's worth out of it, like a $15 stocking cap, but I've worn it for 3 years, and it's a nice little reminder of a fun trip. So, you know, seize the moment and get the stuff. And so another thing, I remember when we were down for Marathon Weekend, that we had fast pass. One, it was Mallory's birthday. It was the day after Mallory's birthday on January 3rd, and it was the coldest of the days we were there, and it was pouring rain in the morning. I mean, it was just the most raw day of the entire time we were there. I think it was about 40 degrees, maybe 45 degrees, just a pouring rain. And one thing I've learned in my years going to Walt Disney World, that if you get dropped off at the studios in a pouring rain, you are in big trouble. I could say even stronger words, but you are just out of luck when you get, like, if it starts pouring and you're on a bus to the studios, you are in bad luck. Because the thing is, when that bus drops you off at the studios, you might be able to kind of huddle under one of those little bitty tiny bus covers. But the thing is, if the wind's blowing, you're still getting soaked. They don't offer much protection. So you have to make a run for it from the bus to the security lines, and then usually you got to wait in that line. It's not covered till you get right up to where they check your bag. Then you got to get, you know, run up to the where you go through the touch points, which part of that's covered, part of it's not. And then you got to kind of make a run for whatever you're going to do. Now, great movie. Emily and Mallory mentioned this, and they were so right. They said that morning, we missed the great movie ride because that would be perfect for this morning. We could run straight in there and you're stuck in here for an hour and you get to do something fun, which I was like, you guys are Disney nerds. You're exactly right. But what we did was I got him a fast pass for Star Tours. So I didn't want to ride that. So we ran directly back to Backlot Express, right at park opening. They weren't even really selling a lot of food yet, but I just kind of sat in that glass compartment right by the Jedi training stage. I let those two walk onto Star Tours by themselves. So they did that. They were covered. They were fine. I was out of the rain. When they were done, they met me over there. And then what we did was we made a beeline for Launch Bay. Okay, so now here's the thing. You got to remember, when the weather's bad, the crowds are low. A lot of people stay at the resorts. A lot of people don't go out, especially when it's pouring and it's cold. So we went to Launch Bay, and the thing was, we spent like 2 hours back there. We had the best time. We got to meet Kylo Ren. We got to meet Chewbacca. We got to meet BB-8, all five-minute waits. Boba Fett was walking around. Got to meet Boba Fett. Got to meet one of the Jawas. We had some awesome pictures. There were cast members walking around with lightsabers, like those really, you know, the ones you can buy in the store. They're like $200. And they were letting you know, take pictures with them. And like Scott and I were doing, like, you know, I'm sure we gave the guy a heart attack because it looked like we were going to break the thing. We were having a good time with that, you know. So there's a lot of things to explore in Launch Bay. I think a lot of people miss that. You got the movie, the meet and greets, and all just kind of hanging out in there, looking at the exhibits. We spent probably an hour and a half to 2 hours in there. And by that time, the weather had improved. It wasn't better, but it had improved. You know, it wasn't great, but it gave us a place to ride out. So I think you got to think of, you know, long-term things that, and the thing was, probably if it was a nice day, the waits would have been 45 minutes for each one of those characters. It was 5 minutes and we had a blast. So, you know, I think you just got to look and be creative. I mean, that's what we figured out. So, Pam, any final thoughts on this topic? What else could we do?
So make sure if you're experiencing some challenging weather that if you choose to go ahead into the parks, that you're using things like the stores and any kind of overhang, you know, like that to keep you dry or warmer or not as hot, whatnot. You know, this works the best at, I think, Magic Kingdom, because you can kind of, you know, those stores go straight back to the spoke area. It also works great in Hollywood Studios that you can do that. But if it's raining, you can go ahead and walk through those stores and end up a lot further down the street without getting wet. And it'll keep you warm too.
Yeah, the old Casey's to the Emporium trick if you're on the way out, or, you know, vice versa. You know,
absolutely true.
They're smart about it, because I'd say 50% of the time we do that trick, we end up paying by something. It's like, oh man, it costs me. Like, that's like the tollway right there, because I got to pay the toll if I want to stay warm and dry. You got to buy something on the way. It's like, oh, that's so cute. No, we're just trying to get to the bus. Kills me. Brian feels me. All right, Ricky, close us out. Anything else for a cold, rainy day? How can you improve that? What else can we think about?
So my one key for cold day is always, always, always make sure ahead of time, if you look at the temperatures are going to be, make sure you buy hot hands. Those things are just total godsends, because like your hands, even if they're in gloves, like sometimes they get cold. So I always love having hot hands with me. But my last tip is that really, you know, the worst part about when it's cold necessarily, and you know, sometimes when it's raining, but the worst part is typically when it's cold, and it's at night when it's cold. It's just because, you know, during the day, okay, you got the sun on you most of the time and you can kind of get away with it, whatever. But when the night comes and the temperatures just start to dip, especially like they've been dipping this year, it just gets bitterly cold out there, and it just gets miserable, and you just don't want to be out there. Please don't feel, you know, sorry for yourself about calling an audible and saying, you know what, it's too cold. Let's just go back to the hotel, you know, and enjoy a night in the hotel. You know, you do have some things you can watch on TV if you want. You can go back, you know, to your resort and do, like Pam said, some of the things that they have at offer at the resort, you know. Or you can do something like, say, go to the boardwalk or and go to, like, Jelly Rolls or, you know, Port Orleans and see some of the performers there, like Yeah Bob or whatever. It's just there's so many things that you can do, like, back at the resort, that it's okay if you just say, you know what, I've had enough, and just leave. It's okay to say that. Like, it's hard, especially for someone like me who is a go, go, go person. It's okay to say, I really don't feel like being out there right now. Mm-hmm. So just know that that's okay.
Yeah, because I think sometimes, and I mean, I'm right with you, Ricky. I think sometimes it's like, man, but I'm at Walt Disney World. I have to be here. I don't want to waste this night. Like, I got to see
it's
Happily
such
Ever
a waste.
After.
Exactly.
Like, I'm dying of, you know, hypothermia, but I'm going to see the fireworks tonight. You know,
exactly.
I'm going to ride.
Exactly. Brian and I had the same thing. It was Christmas Day. And it was a chilly night that night because it was starting to dip. The temperature was starting to dip. And we had talked about, you know, going after dinner, going, the Magic Kingdom was open later. And so we talked about, okay, we'll go to the Magic Kingdom after dinner. Like, it's fine. It'll be fine. And then, like, as the temperature started dipping in the evening and, we just started freezing. And we're like, we're fine. We don't have to go to the Magic Kingdom tonight. We can just, we can go back. It's fine. So yeah, it'll be okay. I promise you. You'll have fun either way. So
there's always
feel guilty about
there's
it.
A nice fireplace over at Wilderness Lodge. There's actually more than one. So
please don't take my spot at the Wilderness Lodge fireplace. But yes,
you don't have to go to the big fireplace either. There's one up about number four. I love that. I've taken a good nap there many a times, even in the summer. So,
me too, actually.
It's a good place, man. I'm telling you. But you're right. I mean, take advantage of the resorts. And what I've learned over the past couple of winter times that we've been down there for Marathon is that when it does get, again, it's all relative. I know the folks up north and even here in the Midwest, because just last week it was below zero here in St. Louis. Now it was like 70 a couple days ago. It's ridiculous here in the Midwest. But what I've noticed is when it gets to be the, uncomfortable cold that keeps people away from the parks, that Disney does a really good job of kind of upping the programming at the resorts. You know, they'll bring in some of those activities they might have done poolside most of the year. You know, like the movie Under the Stars is inside. They'll find a spot for that. They'll do crafts and stuff like we talked about kind of the top of the show. But they'll even do that at like Pop Century, Art of Animation, the All-Stars. They'll maybe throw out a character even now and then. You know, so I think they do a good job of trying to keep the guests happy that, maybe you weren't expecting it to be in the, upper 20s when you were here. But let's make the best of a bad situation.
Right.
Right.
All right. Well, hopefully you have warm weather. We're just going to say that. I know everybody's planning on their next trips. We're freaking you out saying, oh, man, I'm going next week. I don't want it to be. It'll be fine. We had a blast at Marathon Weekend, even though it was chilly. You know what? We had an opportunity to do different things. And that's the one thing I've learned over the years about Walt Disney World is my trips aren't. They don't always turn out the way I expect them to happen. You know, I always think, when I picture Walt Disney World, even for Marathon Weekend, I always picture that it's going to be, high of the mid-70s, the low is probably in the 50s. I'm going to be in shorts and a t-shirt for most of the time, maybe a sweatshirt at night. It didn't turn out that way this year. I didn't get to wear shorts hardly the entire time. We were bundled up for the most part. But the thing was, we had a great time. We still did a ton of attractions. We got to spend time with our favorite people in the world and got to do some new things. So just, always see it as an opportunity. And most likely you'll get a chance to go back maybe in a warmer period and enjoy that. So you get to see Walt Disney World kind of a different way. So we hope you enjoyed today's show. Now, here's the best part. We want you to share your best cold/rainy weather tip on Facebook. So drop by our Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And sometime this weekend, give us some advice. Let us know what you've learned. Like my tip with Launch Bay, I just kind of stumbled upon that this trip and it worked out great. So how do you save a cold or rainy day down at Walt Disney World? Help us all have better Disney vacations. And speaking of vacations, don't forget today's show is brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time to book that next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, even Universal Vacation, drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great specials. And while you're there, fill out that free, no-obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. And don't forget, Valentine's Day right around the corner. I know Ricky doesn't celebrate. She has no heart. But you know what? If you are going to get your loved one a Valentine's present, I'm just kidding. Get something on Amazon. You know what? The flowers and the chocolates, that's all good and nice, but that's going to be gone in like 2 days. You know what? Nothing says Valentine's Day, to somebody you love, like a pair of sneakers or like a good book. I don't know. Get something that like they'll enjoy for longer than chocolates and flowers. Or maybe do both. I don't know. Keep out the doghouse. But whatever it is, Amazon's got it all. So support the show. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Getting away from that before I get myself in any more trouble. All right. Don't forget to follow us on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. Got a great Facebook page. Again, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right. Time to get out of here. Let you get on with your week. Ricky, have fun up in New York. Can't
Thank
wait.
Thank you.
I'll be watching. All right. So yes. Post lots of stuff because I've never been there.
I will. Be prepared for an onslaught for sure.
All right. And Pam, you have a good weekend. I know that, you know, we're just kind of chilling at home, but sometimes those are the best weekends too.
Yes, they are.
All right. And everybody else out there, you guys have an awesome weekend. Whatever you're doing, just be careful out there and stay safe. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.